I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, there's a woman who's not happy on TikTok. She did her first video, so she thought, hey, this is going to be awesome. Well, you know, I don't know, man. You just never know what the people are going to say. This video went viral because people thought she was a senior citizen using TikTok for the first time, even though she's 35 years old.
The last thing you want to have happen when you're a female being... I mean, even as a dude, if someone's like, hey, senior citizen, I'd be like, okay, I'm just going to go home and call it a week.
Yeah, I mean, 35, I think you still should be able to hang on TikTok. Though, I mean, look, I know there are still like teenagers. So that's a 20-year difference for some TikTok users, even at 35. So, man, I mean.
And how about that? Like, you're like, I'm finally putting a video on TikTok. It probably has nothing to do with how old she is. And then all of a sudden, people are focusing on the fact that she looks old.
Yeah, I mean, I'm seeing pictures. And look, there's it's just not a flattering view of her. And she does look a lot older than 35 in this picture.
Well, if you look at the video Vicky's showing you, too, it's weird because at moments, she looks like she's probably in her 30s. And then there's other moments where you just look at it and I'm like, whoa, is she like 50? It's such a weird video. It's almost like that. Is it a blue dress or is it a green dress? I don't understand what's going on here.
Yeah, you're right, Steve. She looks like at times she's had work done. You know, that's what it's like, okay, you look like you're older, but maybe you had work done, but I don't know.
Especially when she gets angry, she looks old.
She's really tripping.
If I was her, I'd see a therapist so I can never get angry, because it looks like when she's not angry, she looks fine. When she's angry, she looks like a senior citizen.
Yeah, and you know, she's wearing just this drab top. I mean, it's not like anything exciting, so you just assume, you know, she's not happy at all. And somebody said, let's see you in the 90s. They wanted to see a picture of her, you know, in the 1990s to prove that indeed she was really, really, you know, that she wasn't young then as opposed to being like a little kid.
The internet is a ruthless, ruthless place.
Yeah.
Well, prove to us that you're not 35, random person I really don't care about.
Yeah, I know. What a world. I'm so happy I'm not. Am I on the TikToks? I don't even know if I am or not. Here's the rant that she went on about the fact that she's like, I'm not 35. I'm not older than 35.
At this comment, I'm not really sure how to take this. Do they want to see what I looked like when I was 5? Because in 1990, I was 5. No, that can't be it. This person thinks the same. Is that cashier at Ross who informed me I qualified for the senior citizen discount? I'm 35. I understand that lots of people have found all these miracle lotions so women look a lot younger than they usually do. But I am not one of those women. I'm a smoker and I go tanning. So this is 35. Want you all to be aware.
Well, the smoking and tanning part might be the problem.
There you go.
I was going to identify her as a smoker. I thought, okay, she sounds like a smoker, and then she admitted it. Yeah, smoking really wrecks your it really wrecks you up. It makes you look older than you really are.
Have you ever thought about tanning?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, no, dude. My skin's the whitest white. It is bleach white. I would burn like a mow. There's no way.
There's that problem because I see people at the gym where they cross that line where it's like, I think, you know, if people want to get a little color and they want to look, then you can look like vibrant and there's something about someone that's tan that looks cool. But then they go like too overboard and then it does look like their skin is turning leathery.
Oh, dude.
That's a bad look.
You see that a lot down in California.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Oh my gosh, it's like the leather factories down there. Oh, and you're just like, it's not a good look, miss. So sorry about that, but you don't look good all leathered up like that.
Dude, how about this texture says, I remember once there was a lady that was a total bitch at our restaurant. She was rude to all of us servers. So when it was time for the bill, I told her, hey, thanks for coming. I added the 15% discount. She said, why? And all of her friends were kind of surprised by it as well. And I responded by saying, well, it's the senior discount. We give 15% off for anyone over 55. Ooh. She was definitely in her late 20s and was not very happy. It was awesome.
Late 20s? Oh, man, that's brutal.
Oh.
It's kind of bittersweet, though. You still got a discount.
Yeah, right?
You bitch. Yeah. But thanks for the discount.
Yeah. I'd be told, I'd take that discount in a heartbeat and go, hey, you know what? Can I come in here and always get that discount? Thank right. you. Dang.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.